Part 2. You will hear an interview with a cookbook writer called Robert Haynes. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at Part 2.
On this week's programme, we'll be looking at a spice with the help of cookbook writer Robert Haynes. Welcome, Robert.
Thank you, Nikki.
Now, I know that you have strong views on the way vanilla is taken for granted and not given the recognition it deserves.
That's right. Somehow, vanilla has gained the reputation of being something quite ordinary. The word nice is one that springs to most people's minds when you mention vanilla. Nice. Just nice. To my mind, that's like calling the pyramids a pile of stones. I mean, where would we be without vanilla ice cream or biscuits flavoured with vanilla? And what would a sponge cake be like without this amazing ingredient?
I've got a sweet tooth, so you've just made my mouth water. Why do you believe vanilla doesn't generate more enthusiasm?
I think one reason is that because vanilla is widely available, it is not seen as being anything special.
I must be totally honest with you and admit that I don't know anything about vanilla. Where does it come from?
Vanilla comes from a plant called the vanilla orchid, which was originally found in Central America. There are over 100 different species of this plant, but only 3 are commonly used in producing vanilla for the market. The plant is like a vine that climbs up tree trunks or poles. They have fruits that are yellow-green in colour and resemble long green beans. They are picked when they turn yellow, which takes about 9 months. After that, they are treated with hot water and dried in the sun. Vanillin, the substance that gives the characteristic aroma and flavour we are familiar with, is produced during the next process, called fermentation. Finally, when the fruits turn black, they can be used or made into vanilla extract.
How long has vanilla been used?
Thousands of years. More recently, the Aztecs used to flavour a chocolate drink with it.
Well, that makes sense, as it originated in that part of the world. Does all the vanilla produced come from that region?
For years, most of the vanilla used in cooking came from Mexico. There, the vanilla orchid grows naturally thanks to the work of a certain species of bee and some bats, which take pollen from one plant to another. Now that the orchid can be grown technically, vanilla is also produced in Madagascar, Indonesia, and Tahiti. Madagascar has now taken over as the world's biggest producer, and Madagascar Bourbon vanilla is considered the highest quality pure vanilla. This vanilla has a creamy, sweet, smooth flavour.
Does this mean that the flavour of vanilla depends on where it is from?
Most definitely. Mexico's vanilla is described as creamy, sweet, smooth and spicy, whereas vanilla from Tahiti is flowery, fruity, spicy and smooth. Because of these differences, the vanilla that someone considers best is purely down to personal preference.
Is there anything else you can tell us about this spice? Something unusual?
Well, it has actually been used in medicines or even as a medicine. It's been used to treat fever and help circulation, but modern research has not confirmed its effectiveness in such applications. What modern research has shown, though, is that vanilla can be used to reduce stress and calm an upset stomach. Remember that vanilla is an ingredient in Coca-Cola, and you know how many mothers recommend it for tummy ache?
That's very interesting. Can we get back to its use in the kitchen?
Yes. But I'd like to point out first that it's not worth trying to save money when you buy vanilla at the supermarket. If you don't get the best quality extract, which costs between £4 and £5, you may be disappointed with the results you get when you use it. As for its use in cooking, we normally associate it with desserts and sweets, but there's more to it than that. Although it is not widely used in main courses, it can work well in seafood and chicken dishes.
So, it's even more versatile than I imagined. Now, can I ask you what your favourite dessert is?
That's easy. It's bread and butter pudding.
It's one of my favourites too. You can find the recipe for this delicious dessert, as well as many others, in Robert's latest book, Cooking with Vanilla. Thank you for coming in today, and good luck with the book, Robert.
Thank you, Nikki.
Let's take a musical break with Vanilla Sky from the film of the same name. What else?
Now you'll hear part two again.
On this week's programme, we'll be looking at a spice with the help of cookbook writer Robert Haynes. Welcome, Robert.
Thank you, Nikki.
Now, I know that you have strong views on the way vanilla is taken for granted and not given the recognition it deserves.
That's right. Somehow, vanilla has gained the reputation of being something quite ordinary. The word nice is one that springs to most people's minds when you mention vanilla. Nice. Just nice. To my mind, that's like calling the pyramids a pile of stones. I mean, where would we be without vanilla ice cream or biscuits flavoured with vanilla? And what would a sponge cake be like without this amazing ingredient?
I've got a sweet tooth, so you've just made my mouth water. Why do you believe vanilla doesn't generate more enthusiasm?
I think one reason is that because vanilla is widely available, it is not seen as being anything special.
I must be totally honest with you and admit that I don't know anything about vanilla. Where does it come from?
Vanilla comes from a plant called the vanilla orchid, which was originally found in Central America. There are over 100 different species of this plant, but only 3 are commonly used in producing vanilla for the market. The plant is like a vine that climbs up tree trunks or poles. They have fruits that are yellow-green in colour and resemble long green beans. They are picked when they turn yellow, which takes about 9 months. After that, they are treated with hot water and dried in the sun. Vanillin, the substance that gives the characteristic aroma and flavour we are familiar with, is produced during the next process, called fermentation. Finally, when the fruits turn black, they can be used or made into vanilla extract.
How long has vanilla been used?
Thousands of years. More recently, the Aztecs used to flavour a chocolate drink with it.
Oh, that makes sense, as it originated in that part of the world. Does all the vanilla produced come from that region?
For years, most of the vanilla used in cooking came from Mexico. There, the vanilla orchid grows naturally thanks to the work of a certain species of bee and some bats, which take pollen from one plant to another. Now that the orchid can be grown technically, vanilla is also produced in Madagascar, Indonesia, and Tahiti. Madagascar has now taken over as the world's biggest producer, and Madagascar Bourbon vanilla is considered the highest quality pure vanilla. This vanilla has a creamy, sweet, smooth flavour.
Does this mean that the flavour of vanilla depends on where it is from?
Most definitely. Mexico's vanilla is described as creamy, sweet, smooth and spicy, whereas vanilla from Tahiti is flowery, fruity, spicy and smooth. Because of these differences, the vanilla that someone considers best is purely down to personal preference.
Is there anything else you can tell us about this spice? Something unusual?
Well, it has actually been used in medicines, or even as a medicine. It's been used to treat fever and help circulation, but modern research has not confirmed its effectiveness in such applications. What modern research has shown, though, is that vanilla can be used to reduce stress and calm an upset stomach. Remember that vanilla is an ingredient in Coca-Cola, and you know how many mothers recommend it for tummy ache?
That's very interesting. Can we get back to its use in the kitchen?
Yes. But I'd like to point out first that it's not worth trying to save money when you buy vanilla at the supermarket. If you don't get the best quality extract, which costs between £4 and £5, you may be disappointed with the results you get when you use it. As for its use in cooking, we normally associate it with desserts and sweets, but there's more to it than that. Although it is not widely used in main courses, it can work well in seafood and chicken dishes.
So, it's even more versatile than I imagined. Now, can I ask you what your favourite dessert is?
That's easy. It's bread and butter pudding.
It's one of my favourites too. You can find the recipe for this delicious dessert, as well as many others, in Robert's latest book, Cooking with Vanilla. Thank you for coming in today, and good luck with the book, Robert.
Thank you, Nikki.
Let's take a musical break with Vanilla Sky from the film of the same name. What else?
That is the end of part 2. Now turn to part 3.